Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Do You Remember Yogyakarta by Kay Mortley. Thank you for listening.
Apakah Anda ingat Yogyakarta?
Do you remember Yogyakarta?
Apakah Anda ingat Yogyakarta?
Sound is memory. Only memory, perhaps. Like a hunting horn, fading to silence in the wind.
You didn't bring your tape recorder.
You left your microphone at home.
Did you mean to? Did you forget them?
The same as last time.
Your memories of this place will be unrecorded.
Will you remember anything?
How could you?
Akankah Anda ingat sesuatu?
Anything?
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 Jakarta. Jakarta adalah ibu kota negara Republik Indonesia yang berpenduduk 8 juta, merupakan kota persimpangan secara ekonomi, kebudayaan, dan lain-lainnya.
This city, this place of transit and 8 million souls attacks your senses, punches a hole through them.
Jakarta sangat membisingkan.
Open sewers, fetid canals.
Garbage. Glutinous heat.
Slums put out your eyes.
The dust tastes of petrol.
A lump of middle-range noise blocks your ears.
You wander.
You wander.
Senseless. But this microphone you forgot. This tape recorder you left behind. Perhaps somehow that is what has made you deaf.
Tuli.
On the other side of a plate glass window, in a third class, heavily air-conditioned international hotel. On the other side of the window, people are laying tiles around the swimming pool. They talk, hammer, splash, throw water on the surface of the pool.
It ripples, silent.
And the wind rustles the leaves, all sorts of leaves.
Palm, pohon, palm,
bougainvillea, bamboo, cyclamen.
Bougain,
rustles
pin,
the leaves, or rather...
Bamboo.
For you are deaf, but not blind.
It moves them.
Does any of this exist? These things you see unfolding, like a silent movie, behind a pane of glass?
Apakah yang Anna dengar di Yogyakarta?
Do the things which I cannot hear exist?
Apakah yang Anna dengar di Yogyakarta?
And what about the things which you did not record?
How do I know?
How do you know?
Bagaimana Anda tahu?
That I ever heard.
That you ever heard.
Itu yang selalu Anda dengar.
The boy on a bike. Selling food in the street, hitting on a plate as he pedaled by.
How do you know?
Bagaimana Anda tahu?
The man, scuffing slowly, baskets hanging from shoulders bent forwards, beating time on two hollow sticks.
That you ever heard?
Itu yang selalu Anda dengar.
The tin, gamelan-shaped gong hung from another bike, rung dull, soft as honey.
How do you know?
Itu yang selalu Anda dengar.
The cry from the mosque, distorted, impenetrable, scanning time so many times a day.
How do you know?
Bagaimana Anda tahu? Itu yang selalu Anda dengar.
Did you really hear any of that?
Did you?
Did I?
How do you know?
Did I?
Jenanggulo kowe ojo lali marang aku iki yo kang mas nalikane nandang susah sopo sing ancani desa mono aku tetep tresno lan tetep setio yo kang mas nanging ake gawe gelo lan gawe kecewa.
In this cafe, recommended by the guidebook, trampled earth floors, rusting iron tables, an abandoned car washed up in the garden. In Angie's cafe, then, Madonna sings loudly.
ojo lali marang aku iki.
A line of Bob Dylan, Wales, mute, from the wheel of a car. When you ain't got nothing. The Rolling Stones scream silent from a wall. Horns, motors, wheels, brakes, a wave of noise scrapes the air outside when suddenly a thin, pure song approaching. Then the singer.
Nanging hake gawe gelo lan gawe kecewa.
He must have been 8. He was all dressed in white. He was thin and frail as the song. Would a microphone have heard the song, darting, swift, amid traffic? But was there a song? And always, these footfalls that echo in the memory. Always, always, always.
From red to green.
Merah. Hijau.
All the yellow dies.
In the night train, the diesel drone mixes with the rice fields and the forests of bamboo.
Green.
Hijau. Merah.
Red.
The sun sinks. Red. The lights in the carriage fail. Everything fades to black.
Hitam.
Thick as wool or uncarded cotton.
Filling your eyes, your ears, your mouth.
What sound is black?
Black. And the idea of green. Rice, frogs, bamboo. Rustling, croaking, trickling. Disappears. Blotted out by black noise. Opaque as white. In which the microphone.
Still a regret?
Would have discerned no color, no shape.
Setelah merah. Setelah hijau. Setelah hitam. Setelah putih.
After the red, after the green, the black, and the white.
Pale white, early morning, stirring.
That stillness of before the cloudy sun. Then?
Then?
Then a clamor of taxi drivers, reaching through broken sleep, and you are catapulted into a language of unfamiliar tones.
Satu, dua, tiga, empat, lima, enam, tujuh, delapan, sembilan, sepuluh.
The street outside the cafe door would be almost silent but for the cars. Full of the things silence is made of, the street. Horses' hooves tapping, bike wheels whispering, rubber thongs flapping, bare feet padding. The sleeping dog breathing in front of the door.
Mengetok, membisikkan, mengepak-ngepakkan, berjalan kaki pelan-pelan, berperang.
And this is what you hear. The street before the cars, after the cars, without the cars. The street I hear has something of the inalienable order of an exercise of logic. Something like, Pegasus is a horse, Pegasus can fly, therefore horses have wings. Something like, streets here are made of the stuff of silence, whispering, padding, trailing. The streets here are silent. Therefore, all streets are silent. But the cars.
Sound is memory. Only memory.
I don't remember the cars.
Memory is also desire.
I don't want to remember the cars.
A microphone has no memory.
A microphone has no desires. The microphone gathers the rosebud. The microphone fixes the moment of that which was there. And but the hearer wanting. But then, how to describe what you did not record? There are no words for sounds.
Only similes.
Only similes.
Suara sepi.
Sound is also silence. Shadow is silence, Shadow, the double. Shadow, the reflection without the substance. Shadow, the shades. Death. Is sound once recorded dead?
And memory to do with what has died?
On this side of the screen, the shadows have substance. They are the story, the action, the plot, the song, the myth, itself a shade, something very close to death and to resurrection.
Memory, fleeting shadow. You have been there. You are there.
Where?
Sound, intangible memory. You were there.
Where?
Once. The shadows move. The child laughs. The violin plays out of time.
True gamelan players rock with silent laughter. Then...
Then? 3, 4, 5?
On he plays. The story folds, unfolds. Lace. Lace. Lace.
Rama, Sinta, Janaka, Laksmana, Ravana, Hanuman.
A note here, a beat there.
The women's voices, thin as cats.
The women chat and primly put on makeup. The men smoke acrid tobacco. A baby cries.
The recitant still has far to go.
Arjuna, Bhima, Yudhishthira, Laksmana, Sita, Rama.
Outside, swallows light in the papaya trees. It will soon be dark.
Your fingers in your ears. Listen. And then?
And then? See sound, says the koan. Papayas, palm trees, coconut palms, banana trees, bamboos, cypress, cedar, cyclamens, bougainvillea, flag lilies, ginger flowers, frangipanis, mock orange, banyans, rice, tobacco, snake fruit, sugarcane, sweet potatoes, guavas, limes, tamarillos, pineapples, watermelons, hibiscus, oleanders, maidenhair fern, fishbone fern, staghorn. And that tree, with yellow flowers and hard brown seed pods and leaves, wispy as lucerne that grew in your grandmother's garden. Forgotten the name.
Put your fingers in your ears, listen, and then...
And then you hear yourself. Your own heart beating. The bus tears through the bright green, and through the open window you catch a snatch of a cry to Allah. You turn.
You turn.
You turn.
A man in a minaret faces Mecca, a microphone in his right hand, broadcasting over the empty rice fields and the bamboo-laced river.
And then the cry is gone.
In the village, veiled schoolgirls on bicycles smile silently.
Heat.
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 Panas.
Along the fence by the road, through the gate, past the merchants of useless wares, proffered in some incomprehensible lingua franca, and tops hum, batik bags zip and unzip, and the inadequacy of similes, the idiocy. The temples.
Sinta, Rama, Widowati, Rahwana, Lakshmana.
Rings of stone.
Numbered stones.
In heaps, in piles. Reassembled into pinnacles to the gods.
Kalamarija, Jatayu, Hanuman.
The masons have left. Their hammers are silent.
Only the bamboo scaffolding remains.
Sugriva, Subali, Suprabha.
It's almost twilight.
It is almost twilight.
Twilight.
Sempati, Garuda.
You climb the steep stairs to Shiva, Ganesha, Ravi. You read the Ramayana clockwise, anti-clockwise.
Trijata, Indrajit, Kumbhokarno, Anoman, Rama, Sinta.
The guide spoke many languages. None of them was yours. The Ramayana is written in the language of the stones. Something very ancient. Mute. Before words.
You just heard Do You Remember Hogakarta? By Kay Mortley. Broadcast by New American Radio.